So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, welcome. It's the Mindset and Hustle Show. And I know it's a Thursday, and I know it's voting day, the general election day today, but I can't do it tomorrow because we've got a special guest coming on tomorrow for property sourcing and compliance, so that's fine. So let me just check here. We are live. Where are we live? We're live pretty much everywhere. That's fine. Well, we're not live there. Let's get rid of that. Let's get rid of that one. So let's go live in these two right here as well. Okay, because we're not live on everything. So I want to be live on everything. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're live everywhere. Okay, great. So I wanted to go through what happens when basically it hits the fan and you've got such a problem and you don't really know how to solve it. And I wanted to come up with some steps that you can take that's going to help you resolve that issue. Okay, so, and you know, it's like, We've all had our battles in life, haven't we? And some are worse than others, and some are really worse than others, and some are mild. But everybody has had their battles. So as we go through life, we find ourselves at different stages, depending where this battle is. Sometimes we're in the thick of it, and life is, like, you know, really bad, and we're just fighting every battle going. And then other times the battles are much, much lower, and things are actually going right for change. And life just seems a bit easier. And obviously, we've got Christmas coming up, and you may or may not know this, but we're doing some charity work because we've got this guy whose his mum just passed away, can't get a job because he's got two kids who are 7 and 13. Every time he gets to the point of being offered the job, they find out he's got two kids. He's sole carer. He's now unemployed. Kids got no carpet. We've got no Christmas. His mum just died. Can't afford the burial. So we've got all this stuff going on. I'm like, okay, what if we had... And I wrote it down in a very scruffy piece of paper. What if we had like a 6 or 7 step process that would just help people, that they could go through one thing at a time and just tick off? And so that's what I created, and that's what we're going to share in today's podcast effectively. So I know that we're not, I know it's not Friday, I know it's not Mindset and Hustle Day, but I just felt that this was important. We've got less than 2 weeks to go to Christmas. As though that's magically means something, by the way. You know, why can't we have Christmas in July when it's warm? We can spend it on the beach. That would be much, much better. you know, this thing about, oh, be happy, it's Christmas. I don't get that. Well, why not be happy in July or March or November? I don't get, why do we have to be happy on this one day? And on New Year, be happy, it's New Year party. Well, why can't we have a party every night and be happy every night? I don't get this once around the sun, but at this specific point, we can only be happy there. Anyway. So I came up with 7 steps, and that's what I'm going to go through. So if you're in trouble right now and nothing that you do seems to work, then these 7 steps are going to help you. Now, they might seem basic, and they're supposed to be basic, goddammit, because success isn't this complicated equation where you have to carry the 5 and, you know, times by pi and divide by the square root of a rectangular hippopotamus. Like, it just doesn't matter. It's not that. That is not where success comes from. If you're Zuckerberg, that probably is where his success came from, because he needed to type the stuff into and create Facebook. But for most of us, that's not where success comes from. Success comes from having a step-by-step process so that you know what you should be doing, when you should be doing it, and when you've done that, what do I do next? So let me talk you through them. So the first one is your environment. Now, your environment takes place of several different things. So the environment that I'm in right now, so we've got a nice little owl, we've got some Star Wars memorabilia, we've got the Captain America shield, we've got some other bollocks over here as well. Do you know what I mean? So my environment I create, I'm sat here in the lounge of the villa. I live in Spain, 100 metres from the beach. If I get depressed, I get up and I walk down to the beach. And actually, I was supposed to take the dog on the beach today and play frisbee, but been busy doing other things, so not quite managed to do that. But my mental state is really good right now. But if it's not for some reason, my environment is the first thing I want to look at about how can I improve that environment. So how can you improve your environment? First of all, you could paint your environment. Don't get high on the paint fumes, but you could paint the wall behind you. You could paint the door. You could put a Christmas tree up if it doesn't feel like Christmas right now and you want it to feel Christmassy. You could buy some glitter for a quid from a pound shop if they still exist. I've all gone bust now. There are lots of things to change your environment, but the environment that I'm referring to is your physical environment. The environment that we changed, so I was going through 10 years worth, just come out of it, 10 years of horrific going to court. I mean, I've been to court 36 times in 8 years. That's once every 3 months. And 35 of those times was mum stopping me trying to see the kids. The other three times was me trying to get the kids, get access to the kids because I've been denied it by mum for whatever reason. So that's been my journey for 10 years. And so my environment had to change. And the way that I changed my environment was I changed country. Now, I'm not saying that you have to change country, but you can change where you live. You can move the furniture around in the front room. You can move your bedroom around. You can do things in a different way. Move the glasses into a different cupboard. That's confusing for you. Rewrite the neural pathways that instead of existing. So let's say you're going through a breakup and the missus has left the house. And usually it's the man that leaves the house anyway, but let's just say, and the house just reminds you of where you used to live and how you used to live, how it was for me. I changed all the doors. I literally went through the house and took all the doors off and put new doors on because I wanted to change all the doors. And then we redecorated because I wanted to change the environment that I was living in. So then the next one, number two then, have I finished on number one, changing your environment? Like it could be, sell your car, buy a different car. Take a different route to the way to work. Just change it up. We want you to feel fresh and changed, not living in the past. Well, if you're going through a breakup, that feels like you're living in the past. Or if you're going, okay, enough's enough. This is my year. I'm going to, from now on, this line right here, I'm going to make my life the best life ever. Great. Move the glasses into a different cupboard. Move your plates into a different cupboard. Move your knives, forks, and spoons, and move them around. Move the kettle around. Use a different plug socket. I know it sounds crazy. I know it. But if you want, this is what's happening, is you're painting over crap. And instead of clearing the crap out, like literally go up to your wardrobe, that doesn't fit, that doesn't fit, that doesn't fit, take it down to your homeless charity, drop it off there, they'll appreciate it, it doesn't fit you anyway, or it's old, or you don't like it anymore, or that's the thing you used to wear whenever you went out with that person. Get rid of that stuff. Get a new wardrobe or cut your wardrobe down. Cut it in half. Don't cut it. Break it down in half so that you're only using half the stuff. We're men anyway, right? And by the way, this is not just aimed at men, but if you are a man, we only wear 5% of all our clothes anyway, by the way. We buy new stuff. It goes in the wardrobe and then a year later, oh, yeah, I forgot I bought that. We're men. We wear the same comfy jumper 18 days in a row and then, you know, your partner has to steal it from you and put it in the wash. Is this just me? It might not be me. It might be me. So, you know, start moving things. This is about you changing your environment and start sprucing it up in some way, either changing, you know, how you do stuff or improving on what you do. If you've got walls that have got scuff marks on, go paint them. Get a nice mocha colour or something like that. Just have a feature wall and move the furniture around, move the TV around, put the Christmas tree in a different corner, whatever it happens to be. This is about your physical environment and about changing your physical environment. Okay, good old rant there. Number two, network. So this is about you, first of all, changing your network or making or re-establishing contact with your network, for example. So if you've got friends and you've not seen them for a while, get on the phone. Drop them a message. Hey, do you know what? It's Christmas. I was just thinking about all those good times we had. So just recently, a friend of mine from ages and ages and ages ago is just getting married, and he said on Facebook, he's never on Facebook, he said on Facebook, I'm just getting married. And we're like, that's so cool, awesome. And then out of the blue is a WhatsApp group that's been created. All the people we used to hang around with like 15 years ago, they're all in this WhatsApp group. And we went to China, what must be 14 years ago. We went to China, had a blast there. We've done quad biking in Wales where we stayed in this little farmhouse and we stayed in bunk beds, a mixture of males and females. We've got lots of professional people in that group. It's really awesome. Anyway, so this WhatsApp group gets created and then it's like all these people are texting and it's like beep, beep, beep. You know, it's going off and it's like, this is so cool. And I miss these people. Do you know what I mean? I miss hanging around with these people because you just get involved with life and life takes over and all the rest of it. So your first part of this network is connecting with old friends again. So if you're not doing that right now, you should go out and reconnect with old friends. Now, You should also be connecting with people you've never met before. So, as you probably know, or you might not know, actually, I'm an atheist, okay? So I don't believe in God. I believe in us. I believe in humans. I believe in science. I believe in all that stuff. However, there was this thing called a church. And, you know, I've got friends who are Christian, very Christian people. And basically, they're just incredibly nice people. And that's not to say people from different religious denominations are not nice. Because if you're into religion, you're just generally a nice person. Obviously, there's some idiots out there. As there are, you know, there's idiotic gingerhead people out there. But anyway, let's not get into religious things. But this is a church, and they go out and they help people. And I was just saying to this guy, he's just phoned up this morning, I was just saying to this guy, look, you know, you going and speaking to them and making contact, you just made their day. Their purpose on this planet is to go and help people. If you've got no one to help, their life is unfulfilled. If you need help, go and ask for some help. The help is right there. Now, I did warn him, wear your lead-lined underwear. Don't you be coming out singing Praise Jesus and Hallelujah, unless that's what you want to do, right? But if it was me, I'm an atheist, I have to wear lead-lined underwear whenever I go into church. It's just my thing. So, this is tongue-in-cheek, by the way. I'm going to get loads of complaints, but okay, I don't care. So, your network is about you building up new friends. I don't care how you build up that network. So, it like could be people that you do business with, and you go, hey, Bob, we've done business for last year. Fancy a coffee next week? And, you know, one of my best mates, who was my best man at my wedding, was a customer of ours when I ran the lettings agency. And we just met up for a couple of pints one lunchtime, I think it was. And we just got on like a house on fire. And this is like 15 years ago. And it's amazing where new friends come from. So you've got business contacts. You've also got people on Facebook. I had a phone call yesterday with a really nice lady, and I've forgotten, but I knew her from some training that we did years and years ago. I mean, my life is like a different world than it was 10 years ago, and I forget my name sometimes, but I forget who I knew and who I didn't know, because I'm a different person entirely than I was 10 years ago, by the way, which is really interesting. But you've got potential to find people on Facebook. Now, the other thing here, that on Facebook, you've got the potential to find people who've got very similar interests. So I went to Comic Con a couple of weeks ago in Birmingham, and there's a guy walking around with his P90 from Stargate Command, and he looked the spitting image of Jack O'Neill from Stargate. And I was like, dude, Captain Jack O'Neill, how cool is it? Yeah, how cool do you look in all the stuff? And you've got your P90, and we're just talking sci-fi and Stargate and all that really cool stuff. Cool for me, right, because I'm a geek. Look at me getting all excited. So it's really cool going to Comic-Con with people in all sorts of outfits, and we've really made an effort, and stormtroopers were there, and they're really intimidating, and the Emperor was there with his guys in red, and they're really intimidating, and he's using the Force on people. It's really cool, right? Look how excited I get. So for people out there, whatever your thing is, it could be Game of Thrones. People get dressed up at weekend and they join Game of Thrones. It could be Dungeons and Dragons. Do you remember that from when you were 13 or 14? I used to play that. And someone was talking about it. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds really cool. I'm 47 now, for God's sake. But it doesn't matter what that thing is. It could be football and Leeds United. Have they even got a team anymore? It could be basketball. I'm in a basketball group. It could be anything. I'm in a group called Feed Your Family for 20 quid or less. Because I'm like, that's really interesting. How can you feed your family for 20 quid? I find that stuff interesting. I'm in a group, DIY on a budget. I've just joined that. I'm a property investor. I'm always looking how to do cool stuff on a budget. And some of the stuff that's in that group is like, oh, my God, how much did that cost? £65 of a panel of the whole thing. And it looks amazing. And you're like, oh, my gosh, that was 65 quid. We've got B&Q to cut over wood. We'll put it on, and it looks amazing. So whatever your thing is, this is you creating part of your network. And without your network, you know, we are stronger as a team, male, female, black or white, whatever religion you are, as a species, we are greater. We have more strength in numbers than just you on your own. And you know, I said this yesterday, in order to make the dream work, you've got to make the teamwork. And this forms part of your network. So we're just talking to this guy, and he's having a few problems, and he's just solving one thing at a time. And the reason he's able to do that is because he's got support from other people. Your network has to be supporting you up. And if it's not supporting you up, you need to change that network to some extent and find people who are going to support you. If your parents aren't supporting you, I don't mean financially, but I mean mentally, emotionally, with positive, opportunistic, verbal support. You can't change your parents, but you can change who you decide to hang around with. And you want to hang around with people who think like you do, not all the time, because sometimes you want that person to challenge you, but when you're going through crap, you want someone who's going to support you and say, you've got this, dude. I've got your back. Don't you worry. You just go do that. If you get down, I'll support you. I'm here to pick you up. It's fine. Okay, that was number two. So number three there. Honestly, number three drives me absolutely insane. And if only people would do this one thing, your whole life will change. I guarantee it. But every time I get someone on the phone, I ask them this one question, and the answer is always no. And it drives me insane. Now, I'll tell you what it is. Have you got your spreadsheet in place? Have you got your budget lined up? Have you got on a piece of paper, or ideally on Excel, and going, well, I don't know how to use Excel. It's such a weak excuse. We've got this thing called Google. I don't know if you've heard of it. And this thing called YouTube that Google owns. And you go, how to use a spreadsheet? And it'll tell you how to use a spreadsheet. There's no excuse for doing it. You don't even need to buy the spreadsheet. Type online spreadsheet. Google Docs is free, I think. I use Google Docs. I think it's free. There's no reason not to use Google Docs is Word, by the way. I don't know what spreadsheet. I don't know. Anyway, type Google spreadsheet and it'll come up. You can get access to it. And you put in all of your outgoings and what your income is. And then you can work out what the snapshot is as to where you are right now, this very second, and how the rest of this month is going to look. Not only that, you can then do the same for next month and the following month and the following month. I just spent the last couple of days not only extending my 12-month forecast, it shortened down to about 8 months because I always delete the existing month once we get to the end of it. So I'd shortened it because I delete it every month. And then I had to extend another 4 months. So we've always got a 12-month snapshot. That's how I'm working, what I'm working towards. And we were looking at what properties we're going to buy next year. But not only that, based on those numbers, and if we have a successful year, we do everything that we're supposed to do next year, the following year means we can buy more properties. And then when we work out, okay, if we do everything that we're supposed to do next year, and then the following year, if we do all that, then the following year, we can buy even more properties. And even more, and even more, and even more. All of that for 20 years, that's my cash flow forecast. It gets a bit crazy with that cash flow. Now, it might not happen, it's pie in the sky, but heck, if we do everything that we set our hearts on, and stuff happens along the way, obviously, so we might not, but if we do everything that we're supposed to do, that gets a little bit crazy. But this is what's really important. If next year I don't do what I'm supposed to do, the 20-year goal doesn't happen at all. Unless I find a way of catching up, it simply doesn't happen. So it's all to play for. The decisions that I make today, the financial decisions, the money that I go out and spend, or the money that I go out and save. I mean, I'm looking at a Mavic Mini, a little drone. It's £500. And I'm like, am I too tight for this? Is it in the budget? And it actually is in the budget, but not this month's budget. And I'm going to have to save up for that. Can I pull money from a different part of the budget? Maybe. Maybe. Depends on how much money we spend on petrol. We've got Christmas coming up. And we've got money allocated for all of that, by the way. But even then, I'm like, no. I'm going to hold off and maybe see what the discounts we've got in January. Don't buy stuff because you're bored. Talking to myself here. So we're going to see what discounts there are in January, if any. And there might not be any discounts at all, and that's totally fine. But does it fit into my cash flow forecast? I've not forecasted for it. Somebody asked me a couple of days ago, are you going to do this? And I said, no, it's not in my forecast. Can't remember what it was now. I think it was a Ty Lopez thing. We had an opportunity to speak with Ty Lopez on WhatsApp, and I turned it down. It was going to cost me £1,000, and it was going to get me into this investment circle. I don't need to be in this investment circle because I'm very good at doing my own investments. Thanks very much. But it'd be interesting to talk to Ty. $1,000, £700. I'm not prepared to spend that. It's not in my budget. When I spoke to the guy, he was very disappointed. But Ty Lopez's little minion trying to get me to sign, I was very disappointed. But it's not in a budget. Not in a budget doesn't happen. The point here is that you've got to have a plan. And if this thing's not in your plan, one, you might want to extend your plan, or two, the answer is no. Do you want to come out Saturday night? It's £50. No, it's not in my budget. You don't go out. That's as simple as that. Or I tell you what, I don't want to do that, but why don't you come around, bring beer, use my oven, we'll make hot dogs and beer. I don't know. What's the ball game? I don't know. Whatever it is that you do. But if it's not in your budget, it doesn't happen. Most people haven't got the budget. That's why it winds me up. Number four, exercise. Now, this is really interesting. actually. I just done my workout today. I signed up for Chris Hemsworth's app. It's like 75 quid for the year. And it's basically, it's an app on your phone and you do the working out. And I put it onto the TV downstairs. And so a guy works out and you just follow what he does, basically. It's quite good. It's like being in a gym without going to the gym. You do it downstairs. I've got a gym down there. So it's pretty cool. But exercise is an interesting one because it takes me so much effort if I don't want to do exercise. It takes me so much effort to actually go. I've got to go upstairs, all the way upstairs. It's like 13 steps. And then I've got to get changed. I've got to put shorts on. I've got to put a compression top on. It's down. It's cold in the cellar, you know. There's no heating down there. It's cold for the first 5 minutes, by the way, and then you get too hot. And then you put a T-shirt on. So, and then you've got to go downstairs. Then I've got to put my trainers on. And that takes like a whole minute. And then guess what? I've got to go downstairs into the gym. I know it's beyond lazy, right? It's beyond ridiculous how lazy this is. But it's not the gym that's the problem. It's my mindset. And so what happens is, if I can just get to the gym, if I can, and it's only downstairs, if I can just get there, I will work out. The problem is getting my lardy ass to the gym. And I know that everyone struggles with this. I'm not the only person. So what I say to people, this is one of the techniques or strategies that we've had for a number of years now, is that if you're really struggling to get to the gym, this is what you do. You grab all your stuff, okay? And like for most people, have not got a gym downstairs, but you have to drive to the gym. So you go to the gym, you go into the change room, and you get changed. That's it. You sit there for 10 minutes, check your phone, and then leave. Get changed back again, and then leave. This is what's crazy about this as an idea. Your mindset will go, hold on, I've come all this way, I've got changed. What, and now I'm just supposed to leave? Two things are going to happen. First of all, your mindset's going, I might as well just go and lift some bloody weights or run for 10 minutes. The second thing is, it's going, all these people are going to think I'm a real schmuck. What a schmuck, he comes in, he gets changed and goes home. You're going to go and do the gym, right? It's a nice little strategy that kind of forces you into going to the gym. But it's, if it's getting to the gym that's the problem, all you've got to do is tell yourself, you're basically cheating on yourself here. You're lying to yourself. You're saying to yourself, no, I'm just going to go to the gym and just sit there. And you go, okay, I can do that. I can do that. And then when you get there and you're just sitting there, you're going, what a schmuck, and it gets you into the gym. But exercise is one of those things that makes everything look better afterwards. The endorphins come out, you feel much more positive. But actually getting into exercise when you feel down is one of the hardest things on the planet. I know because I've been there. So what can you do? Okay, so, and I know it's freezing cold right now in England. It's not so bad here in Spain. We can go on the beach. We'd probably need a jacket, but it's not freezing cold. It was a little bit cold today. But if you're in the UK, you just need to get out of the house. Go for a walk. Go for a walk in the woods. Don't get murdered. Go for a walk in the woods. Joggers are always dodgy because they're always finding dead bodies, aren't they? They must kill loads of people, I reckon. I reckon joggers are killers. Anyway, go for woods. Go to your local park. Go for a walk around. If you've got a bike, grab the bike, go pump up the tires, get yourself out, go and do something exercising. Do star jumps if that's what. Let me tell you a funny story. So I flew over and I one evening and I picked up the car, which was parked around the street, a corner near Leeds Bradford Airport. And I was driving to my house, which was about 12:30, about 12 o'clock midnight, because I'm late, 11:30 landing at Leeds Bradford. I'm driving home and the car, on Armley roundabout, if you know it, and the car just put to a stop, and I'm like, oh, this is not good. And I literally had a t-shirt because I didn't have a jacket. Right, it's November. I don't know why I didn't have a jacket, because I'm back in those days I was acclimatized to I'm fine, you know, like we do because we're men. So anyway, I'm wearing a t-shirt and jeans. I think maybe I had a very light hoodie. I think I had it was a super dry, very light hoodie. Very thin material. So it's 12:30 at night. I'm pulled over. I'm now having to wait for AA. I can't get the car started. And I'm struggling. And it's cold. The car's not starting. The heaters don't work. And I'm starting to get cold. And I'm literally on Armley gyration. It's a big roundabout. This car's going past. And I'm like, I'm going to freeze to death here. The AA was like 2 hours away. I'm like, what the hell am I going to... I can't go knocking on doors at this time. There's no McDonald's open. There's nothing, right? So I'm like, what am I going to do? So I'm literally stood on the side of the road and I'm doing star jumps to keep warm. Cars are driving past and the honking as we go past and doing star jumps. And anyway, the guy from the AA turns up. He's ex-army. And he's like, And he was laughing at me. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm keeping warm, dude. I'm going to freeze if I don't. He's examining. He's like, that's amazing. Well done. Most people just like freeze to death. But you know, well done for actually doing something. Honestly, I felt fine. I felt in really good spirits. I'm freezing to death, but I'm doing star jumps and the adrenaline's pumping and I'm feeling pretty good. Even though this situation, 12:30, he's like, where do you want me to drop the car? And I drop it at the garage and then drop me home. So we did all that. I got home at like 2:30 in the morning after traveling 8 hours, you know, because 2.5 hours to get to the airport and then a 2.5 hour flight. And then you have to wait at the airport and you got to get a plane and blah, blah, blah. So it takes 8 hours. I was exhausted, but I was in such good spirits. It took me ages to get to sleep. I was feeling really good. And the whole reason why I felt really good, despite taking 8 hours to get home, despite the car breaking down and freezing, is because I was doing freaking star jumps at the side of the road. The people are honking and I'm waving at them as I go past. I didn't care. It was fine. So exercise. You've got to do something. I don't care what it is. Doing star jumps, running on the spot. There's loads of exercise stuff on YouTube. If you've got a phone, you can put it on the sofa and watch your phone off your sofa and follow people exercising. There's no reason you can't do some exercise. And actually following other people is much better than just being there on your own mental state and yourself. So that works as well. Okay, number 5, mental health. So this is really important. Your mental health here. There's so many aspects I could talk to you about mental health, and I've got a few things down. The first one is acting as though everything is going to work out fine. Now, imagine walking around, and I say this to people, if you skint right now, go take a couple of £100 out of your bank, if you've got it, or on payday, take the money out, look after it, don't lose it, you know, protect it, put it in your pocket, go to the shops, and go around and going, that camera looks nice, those jeans look nice, that top looks nice, those shoes look good, like that jacket, like that T-shirt, whatever. And then go, do you know what? I'm not going to buy it. And this is the exercise for you. You're saying, no, I'm not going to buy it today. Because you're making a choice not to buy it as opposed to I can't afford it because the money's right there in your pocket. Like, I'm not saying spend it because you don't spend it. It could be rent money. But just the fact that you're going, I choose not to buy this today. I'm going to use that money for something else. And that makes a massive difference. Try it just a few times and see how that makes you feel. This is about you changing how you feel. Let me give you another example. So I just popped up to Lidl, and in Lidl, they've got a compendium of kids' games. They've got drafts and snakes and ladders and solitaire, I don't know. So for various games, like a 15-1 box, it's like 12 quid. And I said to her, why should I get this? And she went, oh, yeah, that's really cool. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to get it because buy Dominoes and have Dominoes. Buy Connect 4 and have Connect 4. Because this is what happens. When we're playing with the kid, it's 15-1 games. They're playing one game, then we move on to the other, then we move on to the other. And then that game is done. And then it's like, what are you going to do next? But if you play Dominoes, you get the Dominoes out and you play on that, you're going to have 5 or 6 games of that. And then you put that away, and then you get Snakes and Ladders, you have 3 or 4 games of that, and then you put that away. Then you get a game of Drafts, and you teach them how to play Drafts. And you have 3 or 4 games of that. Whereas the 15-1 Compendium, you're going to play one of each game and move on to the next one. Do you see what I mean? It's like those really subtle differences on a mindset that are going to make the biggest difference for you. And that's what I want you to understand. That's what I need you to feel, physically feel, and go, yeah, that feels different. I want things to be different. That's what the whole mindset thing is about. Every time you're feeling down, you're running a program in your brain. And this is about you introducing new programs. What if I had 500 quid in my bank account and I went to, in my pocket, I should say, and I went to the shops and I went, yeah, that 500 quid drone, pick it up, ask the guy about it. Yeah, what about insurance? Yeah, I can get that thing. Okay. No, I'm gonna wait. I'm going to wait till after Christmas to see if there's any sale. Perfect. Still got your money, put it back in your bank. How cool is that? How's that for shifting your mindset? I'll give you another one. Little reminders around the house. This is one of the things that I actually physically did when I went through my breakup and kids being abducted and all this horrific stuff. And then you've got everyone against you. Everyone. Everybody's against you, by the way, because you're male in a female-dominated environment when it comes to kids, because men are obviously all paedophiles or something. I don't know. We all want to kill kids or something. I don't know what it is, but men, for some reason, we are a third-class citizen. Heck, my kid took a knife into school, and it took 4 weeks for Dad to find out. Like, I didn't even know. Nobody even bothered to tell me. Anyway, so leave little reminders around the house. You're awesome. Life 2.0. One really good one for me was the greatest battle ever fought is not on a battlefield. It's in the minds and mindsets of men fighting in family court for their kids. That was one of them. I changed it. It comes from Joachim something. The greatest battle ever fought point. If you have a look for that, I changed it and printed it and put it up there because that was my battle at the time. I knew it was the greatest battle ever fought, right? So, but I put these reminders up. I actually had a motivation wall. When you opened the door, you went into the hallway. Right there was all these people came around. They thought it was weird. I was nuts. What the heck is this? Life 2.0. What's that supposed to be? And then we would have all these motivational sayings, and we would, you know, on my wardrobe door, it would say, "Today's a new day. Seize the day. Grasp it. Seize the day. Make your dreams come true." We'd have stuff like that plastered on cupboards and fridges. And when I had guests around, I mean, I was at a really low level at that point, but when I had guests around, that really, it helped me. They thought I was weird, but heck, here I am. I'm still here. Thank you very much. Okay, little reminders. Next one is a vision board. If you don't know what the future is going to look like, you've got to decide right now, what do I want the future to look like? And a great time scale is 10 years. Now, originally, I put 5 years. I was like, okay, my back's on the wall. Look, my eyes are closed. My back's on the wall. The water's coming in, and I can hear the kids playing. Because I didn't think I thought it would take 5 years to get contact with them. That's what I thought. And by the way, there's nothing untoward with contact. This is mum stopping contact and everyone backing up mum. Just bizarre. That was my goal, though. We did it in 2.5 years. And I remember just ticking off that, but it was on a dream board. You know, where you get pictures and put it on a board. People go, oh, that shit doesn't work. Well, maybe it didn't work for you, but it definitely works for me. And I've used quantum goal setting where we put the goal into the future and then we sit right inside that goal looking through our own eyes so we know what that feels like. But that 10-year, like anything can change in 10 years. I just saw Gary Vee's 10-year decade. And 10 years ago, he was starting out Wine Library to 4 people on YouTube. Now look what he does. He commands $50,000 per 45-minute, you know, main talk. And he drops a video and it's got 500,000 views within a day or two. Do you know what I mean? He's gone from that to that in 10 years flat, which is amazing. And think about where you can go from today, feeling like you do, with the problems that you've got and the obstacles that you've got to overcome. And then think about where you're going to be in 10 years. Now, by the way, this can be quite scary. I'm 47. In 10 years, I'm 47. We were talking about life insurance yesterday. And she was like, how long do you want it for? And I'm like, 20 years. And then I'm like, oh, my God, in 20 years, I'm 67 years old. What on earth? And I'm like, shit, time is running out, guys. Time is really running out. I haven't got time for this. Let's, you know, this is really motivational, by the way, because then when you go in 20 years' time, or even 10 years' time, and you're looking how much time you've got left. If I'm 67 in 20 years' time, okay, at 67, how many years do you think I've got left? 15, 20, 25? Maximum, right? Could be 5, could be 6 months, nobody knows, right? The lady from Roxette, she just passed away, 61, nobody knows what's going to happen. A friend of a friend of ours here in Spain, 42, leaves a 5-year-old daughter. No one knows when our time is. But I don't want to wait for that long. I want to start planning now. And I want, you know, this is what we were talking about with the property. Yeah, it's a pie in the sky, but if it happens, it happens. All those future plans are based on what we do today. And so you've got to, can you get to a stage where you're living next door to me, let's say, in the Med, sunny, and we go paddle surfing together in 10 years' time? Of course you can. It doesn't matter what starting point you're at. And actually, if you're at a worse starting point, that's probably better for you. If you've ever played Cashflow 101, you'll know exactly what I mean. Those people don't need, you know, thousands and thousands of pounds to have their lifestyle every month. They can be financially free so much quicker. If you're a doctor, it's so much harder. But you've got to start looking at what you want to achieve in 10 years, and then you start working towards it. Okay, number 6, a few more minutes left on this. One thing at a time, no matter how small. Do one thing at a time. So if you're changing up your environment and you can't be bothered, just paint the door. Get some paint, paint the door. If you haven't got any paint and you can't afford some paint, ask all your friends on Facebook or WhatsApp and go, dude, have you got any paint? I want to paint my door. Heck, I haven't even got enough cash to paint my door. Could you buy me some paint? Could you give me a couple of quid and I'm going to ask some other people? They're like, we'll do a whip round for you and you can paint your door. Do one thing at a time. And when you've done that one thing, go on to the next one thing. And when you've done that one thing, go on to the next one thing. And when you've done that one thing, you go on to the next one thing. So if you did one thing every single day, within a month, which is 30 days on average, you're going to have 30 great things done. You paint this wall in one day. You paint that wall in one day. That wall, your door. Now you move all the furniture around. You put paneling up, that takes a day, whatever. And then you go on to outside and you paint the wall or you sweep the yard or you do the garden. That's the day's job. But just one thing every single day. If you did it for a whole year, that's 365 things done in a year. Just do those one little things. It's like if you've got no money and your income's very low, you know, we always suggest something like leaflet dropping because everyone wants marketing. But nobody knows how to do leaflet dropping. It's £45 a thousand. You could undercut them, £30 a thousand. So you spend one day just dropping a thousand leaflets, 30 quid. If you're on not a lot of money, 30 quid is better than not having 30 quid. But getting customers, it's like just walking to the hairdressers and go, guys, we're dropping next week. Do you want us to drop some leaflets? And they go, well, we haven't got any printed. Yeah, I'll sort that out for you. You put a little bit of margin on top and you drop a thousand leaflets next week for 30 quid next week's coming in. If you're not, you know, if you're on £1,000 a month, 30 quid's 30 quid. That's a 3%. Times that by 30 more clients, that's £1,000, right? So just do these one little things. If you need to do a website or if you need to send an email, I've got to send an email to my list. I've not sent an email for 6 months. Just do one email today. And while you're at it, why not just do a second email and schedule that for 2 weeks or a month away? And if you happen to feel in the mood to do another email, you can bring that email forward and slot this one above. Just do one thing. Getting that one thing done is going to be the world of difference. One step after another. Oh, but Dan, you don't understand. I can't even move a step. That's fine. Just move that one step. And when you've done that one step, just contemplate what it would be like to move the next step and move that next step. Okay, last one on this is little victories. So talking to the guy today, he's had a couple of little victories where he didn't think, you know, everything looked bleak, everything looked dark. And he's had a couple of little victories, not big ones, little ones. And the little victories are what make you successful. This is like, where does weight loss start? That one donut that you didn't eat will help you on weight loss. That one extra hour that you fast for, or 2 hours or 3 hours. Well, Dan, I can only go 12 hours without eating. Fine, go 13 hours. Just extend it by one. And then tomorrow, extend it by another. We're back to about just one thing again, right? But that's a little victory. And celebrate those little victories, not by eating a donut. But celebrate them and go, you know, congratulate yourself. Well done, Dan. You've just done this. That's amazing. Well done. So you've got to book in these little victories. If you walk into a hairdresser and go, you know, the 10th hairdressers, and you go, I've just asked the other nine, they didn't want leaflets dropping. Do you want me to drop yours? Put those guys out of business for you? Because I'm, you know, I want to do that because they didn't want to market the business. How about we drop leaflets for you and we get your business up and running? And bollocks to them. They're like, yeah, let's do that. Like, congratulate yourself on that. That's awesome. Even if it's just 1,000 and even if it's just 30 quid, you know, 30 quid's 30 quid at the end of the day. If you're on £1,000 a month, but your bills are £1,029. 30 quid makes a massive difference. Do you know what I mean? That can be life changing right there. £30 is life changing. Listen to the language. It's true, though. It's absolutely true. And those, my friends, are 7 things that you need to do if everything is kind of going to pop a little bit. So we went on massively more than I kind of expected to bear, about 38 and a half minutes. But I hope that's useful for you. I hope that you can use that and implement some of that. I know that, you know, when things go wrong in life, it's not just one thing. It's like 20 things go wrong in life, and it all comes at you all at once, and it comes to smack you down. And I know how hard it is because I've been through it myself, but I can tell you that when there is a light at the tunnel, I don't know if you know this, but if next time you're in London, you go into a tunnel, you'll notice that you won't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And the reason is they have an S-bend. On tunnels that go under rivers in particular, we have an S-bend. The reason that you don't see light at the end of the tunnel in S-bends under rivers is because when the horses were going through, they would bolt. They would literally run as fast as they could towards the light because it was dark, because we had, you know, horses, no cars, right? So that's why if you can't see light at the end of the tunnel, just know there's an S-bend in front of you. That's all. And the further you go into your journey, you're just waiting for the light at the end of that tunnel. And eventually you see that light at the end of the tunnel. And you know that bit in Shawshank Redemption, and he goes through the pipe and he comes out and the music roars and he's like, yeah, and he's escaped. That's what it feels like. That is exactly what it feels like. You crawl through 400 meters of shit and God knows what else, and you come out on the other side and yes, and life gets better. That's not to say you're not going to have obstacles again, because life's not like that. You have obstacles. That's what life is. But it's to say that life definitely gets better. And I know it does, because I've been there, and I know that life will get better for you as well. I hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latta. We'll speak to you tomorrow on the Mindset and Hustle show, which is actually the property cash flow show, where we're going to talk about compliance and that kind of thing. All right. Speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.